With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. King Charles III addressed a joint session of Congress today, marking the 250th birthday of the United States, saying the now allied nations cannot rest on past achievements.
From the bitter divisions of 250 years ago, we forged a friendship that has grown into one of the most consequential alliances in human history. I pray with all my heart that our alliance will continue to defend our shared values with our partners in Europe and the Commonwealth and across the world.
The monarch reminded the audience that the only time that the NATO military alliance's collective defense has been invoked was after the September 11th attacks on the United States. And he's quoted as saying, "Today, Mr. Speaker, that same unyielding resolve is needed for the defense of Ukraine and her most courageous people. It is needed in order to secure a true, just, and lasting peace." The governor of Florida is looking to reshape districts in Tampa Bay, Orlando, and South Florida.
Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis unveiling a new congressional map for the state that could give Republicans up to four additional seats in the House ahead of the 2026 midterms. Right now, Republicans hold 20 seats, and that number could increase to 24. Democrats have 8 congressional seats in the Sunshine State, and they could potentially lose half of them. Laura Winters reporting.
Former FBI Director James Comey's been indicted again, this time over a social media photo of seashells arranged on a beach that officials say constituted a threat against President Donald Trump. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 25 points, the Nasdaq dropped 223. This is SRN News. An abortion bill is advancing in Colorado.
Lawmakers have given preliminary approval to legislation that would require all colleges and universities in the state to provide abortion pills to students. The measure would apply to both public and private institutions. It does provide an opt-out for schools that have a, quote, bona fide religious reason, but it would leave it up to the state to decide what bona fide means. Pills now account for the vast majority of abortions in the United States. Michael Harrington reporting.
Abortion questions will be before voters in some states in November. Missouri lawmakers are asking residents to repeal the so-called right to reproductive freedom that they put into the state constitution in 2024. In Nevada, a state constitutional amendment to allow abortion until 24 weeks passed in 2024, but needs voter approval a second time to take effect. Abortion advocates are spending big money. This is SRN News. Multiple birth pregnancies occur in some animals now and then, but not like this.
A ewe at a farm in Vermont has given birth to 6 lambs, sextuplets, and their mother all doing very well, making the lamb windfall even more remarkable. The mother previously had had quadruplets, and while a recent checkup indicated she would have 2 lambs this time, the farm's owner suspected more, and they were right. When the big day came, it was, well, one baby after another. Veterinarians say the sextuplets in sheep, very rare. Jason Walker reporting.
Taylor Swift has filed 3 new trademark applications to protect her voice and image from potential misuse through artificial intelligence. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.